Now, the Fine Gael presidential candidate, Heather Humphreys, today dismissed suggestions that her party is involved in a smear campaign against the independent candidate, Catherine Connolly. Let's get the latest on the presidential campaign with our political reporter, Sandra Hurley. Sandra, this was in response to a statement, I think, from the Labour leader, Ivana Bacic, who said Fine Gael were resorting to smear tactics. What did Heather Humphreys have to say?
Yes, well, these allegations of a smear campaign are really not going away. And it was all kicked off yesterday morning with a statement from the Health Minister, Jennifer Carroll McNeill. She accused Catherine Connolly of not being fit to be president. And the context for that was a response given by Catherine Connolly to a question about whether she would hire a convicted rapist. She initially said she would have to reflect on it, but she did clarify this during RTE Radio's drive time debate yesterday, saying she would never hire somebody who was on the sex offender register. But this row is really blowing up now because Heather Humphreys was asked about it today in Wexford.
I'm not involved in any smear campaign. This to me is a fair campaign between myself and Catherine Connolly, and ultimately people will have to make up their own minds as to which of us will be the best president.
That was Heather Humphrey. Sandra, Catherine Connolly also out and about this morning. I think she was in Tipperary. What did she have to say?
Yes, well, she had some very strong words about all of this, and she really directed her ire at the former Fine Gael minister, Ivan Yates, because he got stuck into all of this yesterday. He said on his radio show that if he was advising Fine Gael at this point in the campaign, he would suggest to the party that they should smear Catherine Connolly. Now, Catherine Connolly was asked about this. She said it was terrible for him to bring fear into the campaign. She said he had exposed what Fine Gael was up to, and we can hear what she had to say now.
This is a movement that will not tolerate that type of language from an ex-minister or indeed from the Fine Gael party. There's a lesson here for me, for my team and for the people of Ireland, that if you put your head above the parapet and you dare to speak out and give a rational and an opinion that's based on evidence, this is what we will do to you. We will take you out.
Catherine Connolly speaking this morning, and you'd begin to wonder if Ivan Yates, by making those comments on a podcast, if he didn't actually do Catherine Connolly an almighty favour. But anyway, what's planned for the campaign for over the weekend, Sandra?
Well, the candidates are certainly going to keep crisscrossing the country, but I think there's two main events that will concentrate minds over the weekend. There is another opinion poll. This is in the Business Post newspaper, a Red Sea poll. And of course, this is the first poll that is going to reflect the fact that you only have two active candidates left in the campaign. So that'll be very interesting. And of course, some curiosity as to whether Jim Gavin is actually polling in any sort of numbers, because officially, of course, we know he will still be on the ballot paper. And the other main event is on Sunday. Lunchtime on RTÉ Radio 1's This Week programme. There's going to be another debate, another head-to-head debate between the two candidates with the moderator, David McCullough.
Sandra, many thanks for that. Sandra Hurley there of our political staff.